Today on Real Radio.
You take a stand, you're going to be discouraged. You take a stand, you're going to be attacked, right? And you need people behind you. See, well, doesn't God just encourage me? He does, through the body of Christ.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues now in his verse-by-verse series through Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. We've been looking at sections in chapter 14 that talk about how the gifts of the Spirit are to be used for the edification of fellow believers. Now, in this presentation, Pastor Jack gives us sort of an overview of the entire chapter, a recap, if you will, on the spirit of what Paul was trying to tell the church at Corinth at the time regarding the proper use of spiritual gifts. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs now in a lesson called The Christian in Love Makes for a Church at Work.
Regarding the church, and by the way, during the tribulation period, regarding the tribulation believers, which predominantly, think of it, that's will be many Jewish converts to the Messiah, and many Gentiles of the world, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, my friends, the gifts of the Holy Spirit are going to be seen more profuse, more profound than ever. Don't tell me that some of them are gone or done. Peter says, this is what was spoken of by the prophet Joel, that in the last days, God will pour out his Spirit. Hello, we're 2,000 years later than the last days. It is as late as it can get. And you expect God to have left you and I powerless? Isn't the world evil and dangerous and getting dark? Yes, but isn't it interesting that there are more people we hear global coming to Christ than ever before? Did you know that? I heard a great statistic the other day. I believe it either came out of Josh McDowell's ministry. It doesn't matter whose ministry it was. I forget. It doesn't matter. But the commentary was picked up, and it was a debate or an issue among Islamic imams complaining that Islam is losing thousands and thousands of Muslims per day converting to Christianity around the world, and they don't know what to do about it. Isn't it awesome? Why? Because Jesus died on the cross for our sins. He rose again from the grave. He gives new life. He gives freedom and liberty, which is something born in the human heart. It's one of the dispensations of God's grace in our hearts that we would love freedom. And that freedom begins with the forgiveness of sins. And Peter argues that this is what was spoken about by the prophet Joel. And so Jesus says, I'm with you even into the ends of the earth. How much time do we have left? A few minutes? Point number one. The Christian in love makes for a church at work. This way, will you write this down? If you don't write it down on a piece of paper, then write it down across your arm or your forehead. I highlighted it in my notes. Number one. Expecting, listen, if you're in love with Jesus and you want to see a church at work, be expecting to receive your spiritual gift or gifts by the Spirit of God. Expecting, circle the word expecting. I want you to be pregnant with hope. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand. If you're a Christian, you are to be expecting to receive your spiritual gift or gifts that God has decreed for your life. Because you know what? There's work to be done for the kingdom of God. There's work to be done. Very quickly, number one, it's the confirmation that you're a believer. Every believer has at least one gift. You've been hearing that. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 6 says that there are diversities of activities. This is awesome, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one, that's every believer, for the profit of all. That's the local church. Did you hear that verse? 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 6 and 7. God the Holy Spirit says, the Bible announces, listen up everybody, that every believer has at least one gift that is to be in operation among the church and a local body of believers. That is this. Listen, every one of us who would dare raise our hands to say, yes, I'm a Christian, and the next question should be able to say, and yes, I know what God has called me to do to benefit this church. You say, well, I'm just kind of hanging out here at this church. I'm just kind of laying low. Yeah, where is that? Where is that? In Fred 1:1? I shall lay low for a while. God believes in a local church. You know, it's so cool. I love this. I have no problem with this at all. It is a healthy thing. You could point your car in any direction right now. You could say, I don't like your purple shirt. I'm leaving. Go. You know what's cool? We don't need to worry about you because you can put your car in any direction and within a few miles bump into a Bible teaching, packed, filled church in any direction. Pick one. Just pick one and get involved. No, I'm just going to fly around from church to church. You know, Goldilocks did that, right? She sipped the porridge from... There's Christians that just do that. You can't do that anymore. God believes in the local church. Find a local church that teaches the Word of God, and God is at work, and get involved. Do it. By the way, that's how, on the day of Pentecost, when the gospel was preached, you get 3,000 people getting saved in 20 minutes. You get 3,000 people saved. And then Peter preaches again. By the end of the... This is being generous. By the end of the week, it was probably by the end of a day or two, in Jerusalem, the church had grown to 10,000 people in a couple days. How do you deal with that? You know what? The believers were Spirit-filled. They believed the Word of God. They heard the gospel. They were telling other people. And all of a sudden, a huge work was very small because it was very personal. Why? Because you were involved. People say, I can't go to that church. It's too big. You know why people say that? Because it's church for them. I want a church to meet all my needs. I want a church to do what I want it to do. I want it to be the first church of me. And it's all about me. And I want everybody to say hi to me. And I want every... You hear what I'm saying? Listen, I understand that we get a lot out of, but you know where that comes from? Loving one another. And that doesn't work unless we love Jesus first. And when we love Jesus first, the loving of one another, that's the fruit of the Spirit. That's the work of God. And so you can fly around from church to church, but until you dive in, Spirit-filled, God wants to use you, and you know what you're supposed to do. Nothing's going to happen. It's confirmation of you being a believer. Next, it's the prerogative of the Holy Spirit. A Christian in love with Jesus and a church at work, you can expect to receive your spiritual gift or giftings because it's a prerogative of the Holy Spirit. That is, it's His choice. Listen, you don't show up to God and say, okay, God, I know Billy Graham's really old, so I want to be his replacement. So here I am. You do not tell that to God. He tells you what you're going to do. Here's the fun part. You, when you hear him speak to you tonight, listen, I have been praying and fasting for tonight that God would speak to you. That tonight, it'd be like this. There might be a little tug. You don't even know it. You don't recognize it. It's like, what was that? When when that person said that, or when Pastor Jack said this, or this thought came to my mind, I almost felt as though the Lord said, that, do that. Watch, this is how it's going to work. Do that. How do I do it? Just do it. But I need to read a book on it. No, you don't. Do it. God might say to you, this, that, or the other thing. I don't want to put anything in your head. I want God to speak to you. And you'll know it. And you want to know one of the telltale signs of God speaking to you? It's a little bit of a push. It's a little bit of an exhortation. You know why? It's impossible. He will say, pick up your cross and follow me. And here's how we are. Okay, but can I put that in my GPS first? Okay, but can you give me a map? Okay, but no, okay, no buts. Jesus will say, do this, do that, or he'll put a thought in your mind that maybe the gift of this, maybe God wants me to be a pastor, maybe God wants me to be an evangelist, maybe God wants me to pray for the healing of people, or maybe I think God is calling me, and we'll talk about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and you know what? It will be impossible for your flesh, but possible with God, and you will know it's him. And when God does it, by the way, it'll look natural coming out of you. You ever seen Greg Laurie evangelize? Makes me sick. I can preach my heart out to thousands of people, and three people come forward. Greg Laurie shows up and reads a menu, and 10,000 people get saved. I don't have that gift. And look how it flows out of him. It's amazing to me. It's God's prerogative, the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12 says, but it's the same Spirit who distributes to each one individually as he wills. 1 Corinthians 12:11 says, it's his choice. Next, it's this. It's the reason why you are here right now. Listen, expect to receive the Holy Spirit's gifting for you to be activated in this church or your church that you return home to. It's God's will, and it's the very reason why you're here. Some of you are here visiting, and God is speaking to you right now to go home, to go back to your church, and to do whatever you're supposed to do. Some of you have just shown up here, and you've made this your church, and you're saying, what do I do? And God is speaking to you. Some of you have sat here for years, and God will no longer, because I've been pleading with him, Lord, don't let them sit here anymore. See, what does that mean? I don't know. But I'm praying that I start to see chairs begin to spontaneously combust. And you'll have to jump up. What was that? That was the fire of the Holy Spirit. I'm kidding. But you know what I'm saying. It's like, I can't sit any longer. My rear end is burning. God, listen, if God saved you just to get you into heaven, then you would have died the day you got born again. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. And you keel over. No, you know why you're still here? Because God wants to use you. He wants to use you to, listen, in a plethora of things, by the way, it's pretty cool, to not only strengthen the body of Christ. Did you know that? See, I'm not an evangelist. I'm not either. But you know what? God wants to also use believers to encourage believers. Did you know that? Yes. That's a gift of the Holy Spirit. Barnabas had that gift. Amen. To encourage each other. You know what? We need a lot of encouragement in days like these. Okay? You take a stand, you're going to be discouraged. You take a stand, you're going to be attacked. Right? And you need people behind you. See, well, why doesn't God just encourage me? He does, through the body of Christ. Well, why doesn't Jesus just open up the ceiling and speak to me? Because people need to be used. He loves using his people. Some of you might be sitting here today and God is speaking to you for the very reason you were born and the reason why you were saved. God will begin to burn into your heart to reach the homeless or to whatever. Ephesians 2:10 says that God holds the blueprint to your life. Ladies and gentlemen, church family, listen. I have 11 minutes left, but I'm not even going to tell you that we're almost done. I would be lying to you. I'll just say we have 11 minutes left for you to decide as a believer that according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, that God holds the blueprint to my life. That's your life.
You understand? I believe in Jesus, but there's no blueprint for my life.
Then you don't believe in Jesus. He is the Word of God. The Word of God says, Ephesians 2:10, that he has the blueprint for your life. And it's unique, by the way, from all other blueprints. Listen to what it says. For we are his workmanship. Meaning he has a blueprint. Created in Christ Jesus for good works. Those are specific things that you are to accomplish while you have opportunity. Which God prepared beforehand, pre-programmed in eternity before I was hatched. God had a plan for my life. Isn't that cool? How many of you are breathing right now? Raise your hand. Just checking. Before you were born, God had a pre-programmed blueprint for your life. That's so exciting. It's all laid out. It's pre-programmed. He loaded the program even before you were born with your name on it. Wow. What if I were to tell you that this week or the next week to come, this week that's before us, we will all be fill in the blank. You say, well, nobody knows that. That's uncertain. Exactly. How many people thought this morning, right now, that when they woke up in Wichita, Kansas, this morning, that they would crawl out of a hole and their town had been wiped off the face of the earth? Like people are crawling out of shelters right now. What if I were to tell you, now watch this. You see, what are you scaring us? I guess I'm scaring you. Yeah, okay. We don't know if we have next week. And have you noticed that when stuff hits our lives real quick, real now, the precious, simple things become the most pure and desirable? You ever been really sick? You ever been so sick you can't eat? For days, weeks, months? I came down with a disease in 1990 and I couldn't eat hardly anything for 9 months. I lost so much weight. I looked like a dead man walking. Let me tell you something. I remember looking at the blue of the sky and saying, God, that is awesome. And you want to eat like a hamburger and you can't do it. I mean, you could do it, but you will. Pay the price. It will be a horrible, horrible pain, horrible situation. But let me tell you something. When it really gets tough, the smell of your children's hair, time with those that you love, the feeling of the sun on your skin, or the sound of children playing. Have you ever been there? If you've never been there, I pray that for you. There's no other way to experience it. But to have it before you on the precipice of it being lost. And as a believer, what if this time next week, we're out of here? What if this time next week the rapture would have happened? Or like Sumatra this week, an 8-point, 10-point, whatever earthquake it was, hits. And only that which you and I did for Jesus will matter then. It won't be your bank account. I'm asking God for wisdom for what little money I have. Lord, will you figure it out for me just right, please? Because it's your money that you've asked me to manage. And so what I need to do, God, is at the very last minute, have maybe $3 left over in the bank account for the Antichrist to spend. Because I don't want to go to heaven and leave money behind for what? When I can use it for the kingdom of God. Think about it for a second. If I'm dying next week, I want to have something in play that will put what God has given me, which I have no right to, but to manage, that it would be kept in the power play for God. You say, wow, you know, wow. Forget the wow. Time is the most precious thing that we have. I don't encourage you to go to movies, but a moment ago, I encourage you to go see Monumental. Why? People walked out of the theater saying, that just changed my life. Church should do that to you.
What was the sermon today on?
Well, hopefully today you'll leave here saying, well, you know what? I think God put a spark under my rear end. And I mean it in love. Point number two, discovering the use of your spiritual gifts. Say, so, okay, Pastor, you've beaten that drum. Now, okay, what do I do? All right, listen. Number one, here's what you do. Be willing. It requires that you be willing. This is the biggest thing of all. Are you willing? Don't say yes. Don't tell me that. Are you willing to walk up, as it were, to God and say, I am willing. Think of the most vulnerable thing, and you're willing to do that thing. I'm willing to him. Lord, I'm willing. Number one thing, discovering your gift begins by being willing. I hear many Christians say they don't know what their gift is. And it's true. Because first of all, they're not always willing. You want to go to, don't raise your hand. You want to go to heaven? Yes. How do you get there? Jesus. Okay, how did that happen? He died on the cross for me. And how are you justified? That is declared righteous. He rose from the grave. And then we show up and say, okay, thank you for all of that. Now I'm going to tell you how it's going to be. No, he's the Lord. We come to him and say, you're awesome. And I'm so grateful that you've washed away my sins, that in your presence, I am as clean and pure as the driven snow. You love me and you want to use me in what you want done. So Lord, here I am. Use me beyond what I could ever imagine, think or say. And God, will you please, I'm adding, this is my personal part here. God, will you do it in such a way that I would be the last person on the planet to recognize you using me. I don't want to know that till later because I'm afraid of me.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio. In an overview of Paul's words in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, a lot of folks like to call this chapter the spiritual gift chapter. The Christian in love makes for a church at work. That's the title of this lesson, which is part of Pastor Jack's series through 1 Corinthians. And we'll continue with more on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now don't forget to visit realradioactive.org next time you sit down at the computer, realradioactive.org. It's a great way to stay in touch with all things Real Radio. You can listen to past editions of Real Radio as many times as you'd like. You can email your question to Ask Pastor Jack. That's our Friday feature around here. You can find out when and where Real Radio airs in different parts of the country. You can get all the links to our TV programs like the new Real Life with Jack Hibbs, which airs every Monday night at 7 o'clock West Coast time. You can subscribe to Words to the Wise. That's Pastor Jack's devotional, which you'll get by email. And you know, there are a lot of Real Radio listeners that are getting on board and subscribing to Words to the Wise, and that's kind of a neat thing if you ask me. You can be part of it all. Just visit realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. And then click on the button on the right that says Devotional for Words to the Wise. RealRadioactive.org. Our telephone number, 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-RR-RADIO. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.